Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, it's time for you to fly. I've been lightening your load and requiring much of you in this season. This is not to take away, but to prepare. I'm not taking away from you, but I am jettisoning those things, yes, and even people and relationships that do not fit my purpose for your life. I am hold everything loosely, therefore, says the Father. I am working to bring about your greatest happiness and my highest purpose. Determine in your heart to render up full cooperation, for in a moment and in a day you will find yourself suddenly airborne, ambulating in the realm of my spirit to destinations unknown and adventures in my kingdom that await one such as yourself. As you soar to new heights, remember that with great freedom comes great responsibility. Embrace the unknown and the challenges that come with it, for they are opportunities for growth and learning. Trust in my plan and have faith that I will guide you on this new journey. Flying speaks of independence and the ability to rise above adversity. But it also signifies, beloved, the need for balance and humility. Stay grounded in your values and principles even as you reach for the stars. Remember that true success is measured not by how high you fly, but by how well you navigate the winds of change. As you spread your wings and explore new horizons, remember to be grateful for the people who have supported you along the way. Cherish those relationships that have brought you to this moment and stay connected to those who've helped shape your path. In this season of flight and growth, remember that the journey is just as important as the destination. So enjoy the ride, embrace the challenge, and trust that I have a purpose for every twist and turn along the way. Fly, dear one, and let the wind carry you toward your destiny. God bless you. Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get in abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri 65814, or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321. If you use Cash App, $prophetic now. If you use Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophet, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at again at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you.